Hello, my name is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint Westville. Happy Friday to you, and welcome to our latest edition of the DriveCast. You know, this past Sunday in Westville, we spoke about Jesus healing the blind man in John chapter 9. An interesting thing happened after this man, was able to be seen in public. People started to ask the question, well, how did this happen? And so they took him to the Pharisees. Now, the Pharisees had already made up their minds about Jesus. They thought he was definitely not from God because they were from God. You know, they knew the way to get to God. They were the light of the world, if you will. They knew that they had the rules for the, authentic religion of Judaism. Jesus came on the scene and didn't affirm them. In fact, in many cases, he said, your righteousness has to be better than that of the Pharisees. Well, in this situation, they had already had their mind made up. This guy comes in, they start questioning him. How did this happen? And the man simply said, Jesus put mud on my eyes and now I see, they said, certainly he couldn't have been from God because he did it on the Sabbath day. Now, the Sabbath day was an interesting rule. God gave the Sabbath as a purpose of us learning to depend on God rather than ourselves. We all work, we work to provide for us and for our families. But then on Sunday, or the Sabbath day, in this case would have been a Saturday, they would cease from working as a way to honor God and to trust him and trust in his provision. Well, the Pharisees took it to the nth degree. They had so many rules they increased. There were only a certain amount of steps that you could walk on the Sabbath day. You had to cook your meals the night before. If you wanted to, save one of your animals, you could only do certain things. They had just made up all these rules. So when Jesus comes on the scene from God, heals a man on the Sabbath, they immediately say, well, we know that you can't do any work on the Sabbath, therefore Jesus can't be from God. That's how they dismissed him. Now, what's interesting is that it seems like the larger miracle is not healing a man who's born blind. It's changing the hearts of those who are closed off from God. And no matter what happened, no matter whether Jesus told them or he showed them through miracle, the Pharisees refused to believe. I don't know if you've ever felt like that, where you're coming across somebody, whether it's a family member or maybe a coworker, a neighbor, and you're trying to share the truth of the gospel with them, but they just won't hear it. And no matter what you say, and this is why that happens, is because it's impossible for you to open the eyes of a blind person. But the model for us is really this man. Early in the chapter, when people start to see him, they ask, how did this happen? And he said, well, this man, Jesus, healed me. They said, well, where is he? And he says, I don't know. He gets taken in front of the Pharisees. And they say, well, who do you think Jesus is? And this man says, well, I think he's a prophet. He has to be. They start to argue. But he's basically saying, look, he has to be from God. One thing I know is that I was blind and now I see. Later, he gets kicked out of the synagogue there, and, he would have been kind of seen in a bad way from the religious authorities. And Jesus goes to find him and tells him, do you believe in the Son of Man? And the man says, just show me who he is so that I may believe. And Jesus said, you have seen him. And the man called him Lord and worshiped him. The man went from someone who thought Jesus was some guy, to some prophet, to knowing he was the Lord and worthy of worship. And that's our responsibility, is to know the Lord, and that when others see us, we're able to point to the Lord and say, that's the one who helped us spiritually go from blindness to being able to see. Well, I hope that's an encouragement to you today, but I want to say that, listen, maybe there's some people in your life that you want to pray for. And just take a second, even where you're at, and just ask the Lord to use your life as an example of his glory so that others may learn to see. Thank you so much, and have a great weekend.